Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Brindley, publisher of DC Metro and Nova Real Producers. And Christine Richardson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh my God. So excited to be here, Kristen. Thank you.
She was our March cover story. Go like this. And page 36. It's so difficult with the camera here. We are zooming our interview. So if you have not checked this out, and say your copies at the office, download Digipub, make sure you check it out. But she was our March cover story. And it is such an honor to have her on. I have much respect for this lady. She was, it's funny, she got an award from her company about being the number one dual agent last year because she was president of NVAR and still closed 59 deals, 36 million, you know, just a little bit of work there. And 31 years in the industry, just, you know, a leader. And I've heard her say she just loves real estate. So, you know, normally I ask why real estate, you could do anything, but you know, why do you love real estate? Tell us this journey.
Oh my gosh. I really do love real estate. I feel so lucky that I found real estate. I mean, what's so great about it is every day is totally different. You wake up in the morning and you have no idea what the day is going to be like. You think you do, but then, you know, the phone rings or whatever and everything changes. And I get to be with people all day long, which I totally love. And I'm definitely a people person. And I get to meet new people all the time. And, you know, we just work with such fabulous people. You know, you get your buyers and your sellers, but then also the other agents and all the other people in the transaction. It's just such a great business. And, you know, to be self-employed, have your own business like this, and then also get to do the fun things that we do and really make a difference in people's lives. It's just perfect for me. I just love it.
So for you, what has been the biggest challenge as a real estate agent?
That's a great question. Biggest challenge. I think we sometimes have to deal with folks who are going through a tough time. And I think one of the things that that really good realtors have is empathy. And so I struggle with that, you know, because I try to be positive all the time. But sometimes you're dealing with people who are really struggling. You know, they're going through a divorce, they're going through losing a death, they're going through something financial, and you know, I've got to be there for them. And I just find that, I think, the most difficult. Because I love it when, you know, you've got happy buyers and they're, you know, finding their first home and all that kind of thing. And that's so much fun. But unfortunately, we also have to deal with the other side of that. And sometimes, you know, people are going through a tough time. And I find that challenging.
Because you care. So what has been most rewarding for you in your business?
I love that smile on someone's face at settlement, or, you know, when the buyer finds the right house. I always think it's so funny. I'm sure that, you know, a lot of your other people in the community experience this too, but you take buyers through houses and they have a certain way that they look at houses, and they might have like a spreadsheet they're working on and all that kind of stuff. And then they find the house and everything goes out the window. There's no longer a spreadsheet. You know, if they used to be really chatty, now they're very quiet. Whatever. It's so funny. I just love that. And I always tell people that finding your home is kind of like falling in love. You just know. You walk in the door and the house is going, hello, I'm your house. I'm right here. So, and I just love that. I think that's so exciting. And to watch them go through that process, it's wonderful.
You get to see that moment.
I do. And I love that.
Define success for us. This is one of my favorite questions. Like, what is success to you?
Success to me is making a difference in the world through my interactions with others. I think one of my favorite quotes, I think it's, I'm not exactly sure who said it, but I think it's Mother Teresa who said that everyone I come in contact with should be better because they met me or because I was in their lives. And I feel very strongly about that. I think everybody that I come in contact with, I want to make sure that their lives were improved because I was there. You know, whether that be a buyer, a seller, whoever it is, I think that's success for me, is if I can make the world a little bit better just through the interactions that I have with others.
Can you, I personally love that. And I wish everyone felt more like you do.
Well, I see you doing exactly that, Kristen. I mean, I have to say, this community that you've created, I just think it's so great. I mean, we're all in this together, and you get that. And And you have such a servant's mentality, which I just think is so wonderful. And so, you know, whether you know it or not, you're doing exactly what I just described.
Thank you. That means very much to me. all right. Tell us, I'm like, I almost got to read. Tell us about your family. Like, you know, you light up when you talk about your family. Tell us a little bit about them.
I'm from a huge, big, you know, Catholic family. I'm in the middle of five kids. I have like 50 first cousins. And then I have two kids myself. I've been married for 37 years this year. I married my college sweetheart, yay. And we work together. He's on my team. He's not a licensed realtor, but he does all the tech stuff for my team. And so I get to work with him every day, which is so great. My four brothers and sisters, we sort of spread to the wind initially when we all first got married, several of us in the military, that kind of thing. And we've all returned now to Northern Virginia. And it's so great because the five of us we're in constant contact with each other. And, you know, of course, when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, you know, one of us would text to the other one, hey, anybody want to watch the Caps game tonight? And the next thing you know, there's 15 of us sitting in front of a television, literally an hour later, eating pizza. And, you know, we do that kind of stuff all the time. It's so great. And, you know, I just am so close to my family and so lucky to have them all right here.
That is amazing. I am slightly jelly right now. That is amazing. You know, you also light up. Can you tell us a little bit about your team and, you know, because you're such a leader. Tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, there's actually, the team is relatively small. So there's Mark, as I mentioned, my husband, and he does all the tech stuff. So he's the photographer, he runs the Matterport camera, and he does the websites and all of that for us. And just love having him on the team. It's great. And I love working with him. And then Denise Longo is a client that I met, I don't know, 25 years ago. I was selling her house and we just connected. And I said, oh my gosh, you would be perfect for the real estate industry. You should get your license. And she was having babies and all of that at the time. And so it really wasn't the right time. But finally in 2005, I talked her into it. She got a real estate license. We've been working together ever since. And she started out as an assistant and then, you know, quickly demonstrated that she was a rock star. And so she's so good with buyers, so good with sellers. She has a really strong ability to stage. And so we stage all of our listings. And so we have a professional stager we use initially to kind of go in and give the sellers, you know, kind of the bad news. Because I find you don't want to be the one that has to tell the seller that the striped wallpaper in the dining room has got to go. Because they think you don't like the house and they don't want to hire someone to sell the house that doesn't like the house. So I let someone else be tell the bad news. But then we go in and help them do the final staging to get it ready. And Denise is really good at that. And so Denise is licensed. She's a full-time employee, but also, you know, works with buyers and of course helps me with all the staging. And so the two of us we spend the whole day together. We finish each other's sentences. And so that's really great. And then another former client, Tom Mutton, he's a stay-at-home dad with four kids, although his kids are now, the youngest is about to go off to college. So he's working a lot more, but I brought him onto the team. He's an amazing rainmaker because he's got this just big, bigger than life personality. And, you know, once you've met Tom, you know, you've met Tom, you don't forget Tom. He's one of those great people. And so he just meets so many people. He's out in the world all the time. And so he just brings buyers and sellers into the team. And so that's kind of the whole team. And so we just have such a great time together. We laugh all the time. It's really hard now that we can't be with each other. We're having to do this over Zoom all the time, but it's such a great team. We just have a great time together.
So can you tell me, like, what is the biggest reason or reasons for your success, do you think?
I think work ethic is a huge part of that. I work really hard and I'm not afraid to do anything. So, you know, if I think it needs to be done, I just do it. And I don't care about, you know, whether it's the right, you know, whether it's supposed to be my job or not, I just get it done. Whatever it takes to get a transaction done, I'm willing to do. I think what my clients really appreciate is that I stay calm no matter what and I'm very confident. And, you know, I think that's what people hire us for. You know, we're handling one of the biggest transactions of their lives. Usually it's emotional for them. It's obviously a huge financial transaction for them. They need you to stay calm. I mean, I have a transaction right now that's on life support. And I've been trying to bring this thing back for the last week and it's been a struggle. But if I get hysterical on the phone with my client, that's not going to help. So, you know, I just very calmly say, okay, so here's what's going on now. It's not good. Had a call from a lender and here's what's happening. But here are the options. Here's what we're trying to do about it. The good news is the buyer still wants your house. We just have to figure out how to get them in it. And so, you know, they stay calm because I stay calm. So I think that's one of the things that's made me more successful, I guess, is because I'm confident, I'm calm, and I'm a really hard worker. I'll do whatever it takes to get it done. I'm a problem solver, I would say.
Absolutely. Professional problem solver. I could definitely see that. Can you tell us...
This, don't you?
Oh, you know, I was thinking that's a perfect recipe for an entrepreneur right there. Right. You just got to decide to get it done. What is something that you've done that other realtors absolutely should do, like, or other real producers should do?
If you don't have a business coach, I would highly recommend that you get one. I've had a coach for probably 15 years. The one that I have now has been my coach for 11 years. He was the top agent in the Philadelphia market for many years before he retired to Florida and now does professional coaching. He's amazing and he keeps me on track. So, you know, we have a call every 2 weeks and, you know, I've got assignments that I have to do and I keep all my numbers for him. So I know what's going on in my business all the time. When he sees a little hole in the business, he can say, you're a little light over here on long-term sellers. You need to work on long-term sellers, get going on that because otherwise, 3 months from now, you're not going to have any business, you know, that type of thing. And the other thing he's really good at is I tease him that he must have cameras in my car and in my house or whatever, because he'll call me and I'll say hello. And literally all I've said is hello. And he'll say, what are you nervous about? You seem nervous, or you're worried about something. Why are you worried? Or, oh my gosh, what happened? You're so happy. I'm like, all right, all I said was hello. But you know, he's just so tuned into me. So highly recommend getting a business coach. It's absolutely the best thing to do. The other thing I would say is get involved in your local association. You get so much more back than you give. You learn and you meet amazing people, other people who care a lot about this industry, because the people who volunteer, they're willing to give their time to the local association, are the ones who are really passionate about the business. So I just have met amazing people that way. That's how I met you. I met you, Kristen, at a DC Association of Realtors installation.
Yes.
Of their
That is
And you and I met
true.
Over some canapes or something like that. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this lady's amazing. I love what she's doing. And that was when you were just starting to launch your magazine. I think it was a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I met you right at the, I had just started and I was like, oh wow. And you know, I remember you like that. That's amazing. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a good memory. Well, tell us a funny story. Like you have good funny stories. Tell us a fun or hilarious story if you'd like.
Well, there's one story that comes to mind. I had a client one time who was a small builder. And so I was handling all of his listings for him. And one of them was a small new home community of like 15 houses in Hamilton, Virginia. And it's kind of off the beaten path. And I was having trouble getting people to find out about it. So I got this great idea that I was going to put a blimp over the model home. So I, you know, cause I'd seen one over like the Room Store or something like that on Route 7. And I thought that's a great idea. So I called them and I bought this blimp. And it was like, you know, I don't know, 10 feet wide by 5 feet tall or something like that. It had a light in it. I had it made with the builder's name on it. I had the construction people put this big eyelet on the side of the house to attach it. You know, of course, I had to have power to it. I bought all this helium, filled it up, put it above the model home. It looked amazing. It's all, you know, lit up. It looked so good. And people were slowing down as they drove by, looking up at the sky. It was so cool. I was so excited. I took all these pictures and I thought, I am a marketing genius. Oh my gosh, this is so great. And so that's, you know, one day, the next morning, I drive to the model home at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's gotten a little bit breezy, not even windy, but breezy. That blimp is making these huge, angry circles over the model home. It is spinning around. It's dive bombing the top of the house. The shingles from the model home are flying off the house because the blimp is ripping them off the top of the house. And I can't get the thing out of the sky because it's full of helium and there's wind and it's holding it up. It took about five of us and a big truck from the construction. We had to tie the ropes from the blimp to the back of the truck, and the guy is like gunning the engine to try to make the truck move, and fighting this blimp to get it out of the sky. So Needless to say, the blimp never flew again. That was its one flight. And we had to do the roof on the model home. So much for the marketing genius.
Thank you for sharing that. Because, you know, we, you know, in our search to go, go, go and get it done, like sometimes things don't work. So do not get a blimp, guys. Do not, you know,
like. Certainly not in Hamilton, where there's apparently winds because there are mountains. I don't know. Apparently it would have been better in a different part of Northern Virginia. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Well, thank you so, like, very much. Thank you, Christine. It was a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, you heard it here at Nova Real Producers. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.